This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of The Builders of This Nation. Throughout Islamic history, we often hear about a lot of Muslims, scholars, and pious people who have contributed for sure to the development and nourishment of the Islamic tradition and to Islamic thoughts. However, how often we hear about the woman who contributed to shaping these men, raising them, make them shine, and become the prestigious and noble and knowledgeable men that we know about. Many of the Muslim male scholars were actually raised by single mothers. And raising their children, these mothers worked hard to raise their children to be part of the famous Islamic history. And we trace the result of the hard work of these women to the years of knowledge they brought. One of these extraordinary women who raised an absolutely exceptional man was actually the mother of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. Interestingly, that we don't know her name. And the most important thing we need to leave behind us is not our name or how do we look like, is rather what did we leave on this earth? And this is what she did. This is a woman, nobody knows her name. Actually, her husband was a well-known scholar of hadith and he traveled all over the world to get the knowledge, started imparting this knowledge to his son. However, he passed away young and left Imam al-Bukhari as an orphan and his mother as a single mother. So when Imam al-Bukhari reached the age of 12, Allah tested him. So he became blind at age 12. And he and his mother sought medical care. So many physicians, they could not get his eyesight back. What did the mother do? She actually will spend nights, and this is actually recorded by him, that my mother used to spend nights in prayers. She would pray hard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restore his eyesight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah said, ask me, implore to me, supplicate to me, I will respond. And absolutely that's what happened with his mother. She actually saw a dream that Sayyidina Ibrahim came to her and told her, your son will start seeing again. And that's exactly what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored the sight of her son. And as a result of the intense and the beautiful dua invocation of his mother. Well, by the time Al-Imam al-Bukhari had his sight back, he had already learned a lot. Who taught him that? It was actually his mother. In the years that he was blind, she used to read to him hadiths of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam with the chain that he recorded. Half of his knowledge of hadith was actually taught to him by his mother throughout the years he was blind, as she was reading to him daily these hadith. So every hadith now we read about Imam al-Bukhari in his book, the reward will go not only to Imam al-Bukhari, but actually first will go to his mother. And just let's shed a light a little bit. Who is he? Abu Abdullah Muhammad Ismail al-Bukhari. Scholars agreed that he was the icon of the knowledge of hadith. Some of them says that the best book after the Quran is actually the book of Imam al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Jami', or as very well known, Sahih al-Bukhari. So when he has his eyesight back, the mother didn't stop. She continued. She actually took him with his brother to Hajj. He was about 18 years of age. And she left him in Mecca. She went back to Bukhara, where he starts here even more, now learning one-to-one directly from the Shuyukh. And he, from Mecca, traveled to Medina and to other places to gain the knowledge and to learn more and more and write his book. Unique in his life is actually his students, Imam Muslim and Imam Tirmidhi. As we covered this quick story, and again, this mother of this icon of Islamic knowledge, that no one knows her name, but what sacrifice she did, kept the hope, didn't lose her faith, kept asking Allah. She knew Allah would respond to her dua. He brought back the eyesight to Imam al-Bukhari to continue his legacy and to reach to us or to give us the knowledge that we are all enjoying. May Allah bless that mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all the mothers these days the perseverance, the faith, the strength that he gave to the mother of Imam al-Bukhari.